Finally, John refers to Jesus as the God in 1 John 5:20, saying, "This is the true God." So, be at peace, my Christian friends. You don't have to go to a kingdom hall this Sunday. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
This is listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 on WVSG Columbus and FM 88.3 WSGR New Boston, Portsmouth.
Good afternoon. You are listening to AM 820 St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive. We are so thrilled that you are here joining us this afternoon with the goal in mind of raising funds to support our awesome St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, the local radio station here in Columbus. And guess what? I will be joined here in a few minutes by my cousin, Deacon Jeffrey Forkamp. But now I am joined by Bill Messerly, the executive director. Welcome.
Oh, it's good to see you.
It's great to see you.
We don't see that many people in the studio anymore with all this craziness going on.
It feels good. We're not called to be alone, Bill.
I know.
And I know that's where we are right now, but we are here with one mission in mind. Bill, we are here to raise money. Catholic Radio, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, teaches the truth, proclaims the truth right here in our own backyard in the Columbus Diocese. And I have the privilege of getting a large goal. The past 3 hours, I got a phone call, just so everyone knows, from Bill a few hours ago. And I'm like, oh, shoot, did I miss my time on air? But no, he said, Jody, I want to fill you in. Usually we have certain goals every half hour. But he said, we're going to go big because you know what? It's time to go big.
It is.
We need the phones to ring because radio silence in radio is not good. Silence in the phones not ringing during a Fall Spirit Drive is not good either. So we want people to call in 614-459-4820 or the convenience, you can go online at stgabrielradio.com to donate. And why do you donate, Bill? I mean, you donate because...
Well, because you love our faith.
That's it.
And you want others to know their faith. You can't love it unless you know it.
Amen. And that is funny that you said that because I was taking a few notes prior to going on air. And before I started listening to Catholic radio, probably, I don't know, 20 years ago is when it was 1580, I knew about Jesus. Mm. Now I know him.
Yeah.
And it's not just because it is an addition. I mean, it's part of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, but they've challenged me. The programming on Catholic radio has encouraged me to practice the sacraments more frequently, practice the devotion. So there's so many pieces of the puzzle of our faith. And thanks to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and the amazing programming, it just makes you fall more in love with him.
Yeah. So, makes you go deeper, doesn't it?
And that's what we're called to do. Right now, life is so shallow and we don't want to go off.
We don't want to do that.
We don't want to be shallow.
But speaking of not being shallow, we have a special guest and I'm going to turn it over to Deacon Forkamp, right?
Hi, Deacon Jeffrey. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good. Good to be with you remotely at least, but great to be part of this important work that we're doing.
Well, Jeffrey, you mean a lot to me. You are my cousin, and you mean a lot to our Columbus Diocese. You are the deacon at Our Lady of Peace in Clintonville, Beechwald, and we are so glad you're here. And before we get started, could you lead us in a prayer?
Yes, I'd be honored to. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. This is a prayer for the new evangelization. Paul wrote to the Romans, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? How can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can they preach? How can people preach unless they are sent?" Heavenly Father, pour forth your Holy Spirit to inspire us with these words from Holy Scripture. Stir in our soul the desire to renew our faith and deepen our relationship with your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we might truly believe in and live the good news. Open our hearts to hear the gospel and grant us the confidence to proclaim the good news to others. Pour out your Spirit so that we might be strengthened to go forth and witness to the gospel in our everyday life through our words and actions. In moments of hesitation, remind us, if not me, then who will proclaim the gospel? If not now, then when will the gospel be proclaimed? And if not the truth of the gospel, then what shall I proclaim? God, our Father, we pray that through the Holy Spirit we might hear the call of the new evangelization, deepen our faith, grow in confidence to proclaim the gospel, and boldly witness to the saving grace of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. We ask for blessings on our time together this half hour.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you. Again, we are here. My name is Jody White. I am on air with Deacon Jeffrey Forkamp, and we are here with one goal in mind. We have a big goal this hour. We have the last hour of today for the Fall Spirit Drive, and let's do this together. Your prayer, I think we could talk this whole half hour on that beautiful prayer you just said, proclaim the good news. And everybody who's listening right now, they might not say, I'm not equipped for that. I'm not a deacon. I'm not a priest. I'm not leading the women's retreat. Whatever it may be, we are all called. And how you can call and proclaim that truth is by picking up the phone and calling now, 614-459-4820. Jeffrey, I wanted to go over our goals. We are at 29 out of the 45 goals that we are trying to reach this next hour. We are asking for sustaining memberships. We need 10 more sustaining memberships this hour. A sustaining membership is $20 or more per month. Or if you are currently in a sustaining member, you can increase your membership. And also a leadership gift. We are, you know, we're called to be bold. We're called, again, get out of that upper room, proclaim that good news. And if you have been blessed financially, call us now. We need a leadership gift of $1,000 or more, a one-time gift. We are calling on you all, and also business members. For $60 per month, you get 100 mentions on air to listening to your loyal listening audience here. And that's really inexpensive. I'm in the marketing. That's really inexpensive marketing. So for any business owners who are listening right now, please call us, support. We are looking for two business memberships, $60 or more per month with 100 mentions per year. You know, we just need those phones to ring, 614-459-4820. Or Jeffrey, the beautiful thing is we have the convenience of technology. People can go on to the website, stgabrielradio.com, and make their donation. Jeffrey, I do have another question for you. Before we get started discussing this clip that we're going to be listening to, I would love for you to challenge people out there. Whoever is listening, let's put a challenge out for your parishioners.
Absolutely. Our Lady of Peace is a beautiful parish. So any listener that's not been to the Clintonville Parish of Our Lady of Peace, I invite you to join us for Mass, join us for the celebration of the sacrament. It's a beautiful, welcoming parish, but it's also a very generous parish. Anytime there's a need within the community or within our country and our world, incredible. I shouldn't be surprised, but I always am, just how generous and giving our parish is to those in need.
Absolutely.
We're in time of need right now. We need to be able to support this critical ministry in our diocese, but really in our church, and the ability to be able to evangelize, to save souls through the work of St. Gabriel is critical. So I just make that special pitch, that appeal to the beautiful, wonderful people of Our Lady of Peace Parish to help us at this time with this important ministry.
Perfect. And the beautiful thing is, Jeffrey, it's not just that it helps these, you know, the station when they raise funds. It is so critical for our local parishes. Where the faith is going to be set on fire in our diocese is from the parish. You know, we like to think at the station it's going to be coming from just the airways. But if people are literally doing what they're called to do within their own parish, it is going to set the Columbus Diocese on fire for our faith, practicing the faith, more frequently receiving the sacraments of the Eucharist, confession, and practicing our beautiful devotions. So the beauty is when you contribute and make a donation, which we would love a $1,000 donation right now for the leadership gift. We're getting a big challenge right now, dollar for dollar match. When you support Catholic Radio, you're supporting your own parish. So call now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. You know, Jeffrey, following our faith is not easy, is it? I mean, it's...
It is not.
Regardless
of your state of life, it is not.
It is not, but it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I think once you fall more in love with your faith, and the programming that is on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio breaks it down. Our faith is not just about rules. You know, everyone thinks, oh, the Catholics, you stand, there's rules every which way. But like any good parent, you give rules to your children to keep them in line, to have them come to the fullness. And Jesus, through the Bible and through our faith, gives us these rules. So where do we want to get? To heaven, our ultimate goal.
Yeah, and I like to think of it as guardrails, you know. So it's not keeping us down, but it's giving us the guardrails to keep us focused on who we are, what we're made to be, what we're made to do, and also what I love about Catholic Radio is to know that we're not alone, right? That we're in this journey together, and that the listening audience, the countless number of people that listen, tune in maybe once, maybe numerous times a day, we're not alone in this journey. And that's such a comfort to me as well.
Amen. Amen. And like I shared at the beginning, Jeffrey and I are cousins. So we know as a family, we are not alone, which is a beautiful thing. But for all of us listening, you are a listening family. You're a listening audience. And we need you to call in now to continue to strengthen Catholic Radio here in Columbus. Let this love of our faith, practicing it, spill into our parishes, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. I did hear that the lines are temporarily full, but don't wait. Don't worry. Keep calling or go online. And I have to tell you, Jeffrey, you know, both you and I love sports. So I love your guardrail analogy, but I think of bumper bowling, right? So then I think of like bumper bowling. We have the bumpers to keep us on track, to try to get that strike, which that strike is the heavenly purpose. And also think about sports. When people think about football, they think about the quarterback, the receiver, the linebacker, making those big plays. And those might be the awesome deacons like yourself that are supporting our parishes, the priest. But you know what? We need those linemen out there. We need the placeholders, those kickers who are the lay folks, right, in the parish. So we need them to support the QBs and the quarterbacks and the linebackers. So if anybody out there feels like, you know what, I don't feel like I can be the big player on the field, you can. You can be a big player by calling now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Right, and that analogy extends too. It's you don't have to be that big donor. You know, even what you can give, right? That I love that story of from the gospel. It's what you can give from not your surplus, but from what you have, and that's all we're asking, and just to support this important, really necessary ministry in our diocese.
Absolutely.
It's a team effort.
Now more than ever. You know what, Jeffrey, Deacon Jeffrey, we're going to go to a clip, Beyond Damascus. Enjoy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's a good time to be a priest, because I think I think a lot of the priests today, I would hope my generation entered into the priesthood as something that they wanted to pursue that's heroic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Because they know the integrity of the priesthood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think back, I'm not sure when that Fishers of Men video was made.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's that Superman priest. Remember that? Oh. He's like running down the highway. And there is an element of, you know, going into the face of danger.
Yes.
To protect the woman that we love, in our case, the bride, the church. This is a time for us as priests to do that. So, but for everyone, right? I think there's a boldness, there's an excitement. Not that we want to suffer, or you know that God wants us to suffer, but saints are made in this time, and why would we want to shy away from that?
Yeah,
we know it's true. We've read it in the Gospels. We read all the saint stories, and I think we want to pursue that mm-hmm. on our terms. And now it's time for the rubber to meet the road.
Yeah,
and I think there is, rightly so, just based on our experience, to think what Peter thought, like, oh my, what are they going to think of me now?
Yes.
We gotta leave the upper room now. We thought you were going to give us a couple more years of formation here, you know, or a little bit of more credentials, you know. As a lot of us have been talking about, and what I received in prayer is, you know, the ship is sailing though. It's time to move, whether we like it or not, because when mm-hmm. something this global affects the church, which is, you know, seen as a ship moving towards the kingdom.
Yeah.
We've been on the shore for a while.
Wow.
In our own pockets, at least in my experience, going to different dioceses. But now when something shifts the plates of the earth, it's going to move the water. So whether we like it or not, the ship's moving. And either we get on the ship or we stay in the dock. And it's time to row.
I was reflecting just this morning on that moment where the disciples were in the boat with Jesus, right? And the storm was raging. And that concept that it's like the boat is leaving right now. The boat is leaving the harbor, and it's time to get on board. It's time to be ready.
Amen.
And that moment in scripture was so profound because the apostles had an invitation to respond in a way where they placed their faith in the command that Jesus had given them.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus had said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, move from here to there and it'll move. Mm-hmm. He said, if you have faith, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea and it'll be done. He said, heal the sick. He said, raise the dead. He said, cast out demons. And then
walk on water.
And then in the mm-hmm. time when the storms got rough, they cower in fear. You know, it's appropriate to go to Jesus when we're afraid.
Amen.
But what was Jesus' response to them? He said, you of little faith. Jesus expects us to be a part of the solution here, not just ones who wait for someone to come up with a plan. Jesus, you don't desire for us to be ridden by fear.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, you don't desire for us to be marked by isolation. So God, as one Christian community, as one church, we pray in the name of Jesus that fear would get out of our lives. We pray in the name of Jesus for an end to coronavirus. We pray in the name of Jesus for a restoration of power and courage and boldness and strength in our response to our common Christian call.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Fall Spirit Drive for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. My name is Jody White. I am joined via the phone with Deacon Jeffrey Forkham from Our Lady of Peace. Welcome back, Jeffrey.
Great to be with you.
You know, we just listened to an amazing clip from Beyond Damascus on evangelization, and Beyond Damascus is a ministry that came off of Damascus Catholic Youth Summer Camp right here in our own backyard, but they have the privilege of being on EWTN now, National Catholic Radio, which is so powerful. And I do certainly believe that the fruits of the local Catholic radio here at St. Gabriel have inspired the folks at Damascus in continuing to expand their evangelization efforts across and affecting so many souls. It's so beautiful. So if you have listened in and tuned in to Beyond Damascus, if your children have benefited from Damascus Catholic Youth Summer Camp and heard about it through St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, call now 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com. Jeffrey, every dollar is going to be matched for the next hour. So call now, dollar for dollar match. It's free money to give to our beautiful radio station.
No gift is too small. I know you're generous, but whatever you can give to this important ministry, please, please, please call. Or go online. Is there a website, right, Jody?
stgabrielradio.com. And Jeffrey, we do have the goal of 45. We're at 35 right now of total gifts. What we would love to see is to have the phones ringing for some sustaining memberships. Sustaining memberships is the bread and butter that keeps St. Gabriel Radio alive and strong. And that's just $20 per month or more. A month. I mean, that's like, think about how much we go through the drive-thru, whether it's at Starbucks or Wendy's or whatever it may be. $20 per more or more a month is not that much. And God, if you give that, I promise you, God will outdo you in generosity. He will give back to you in some way, tangible, intangible, you might not know. So your donation to Catholic Radio is an absolutely fruit-filled donation, and I know it'll be beneficial. Or, Jeffrey, I'm going to put a challenge out there for anybody who's listening right now, whether it's your first time listening or you've listened for 5 years and you have the ability, please call in now, 614-459-4820, and consider and pray about a leadership gift of $1,000 or more. We are so grateful, though, Jeffrey. I need to give a shout-out to some of the donors that have just come through since we've been on the air. Stacy at St. Mary's became a sustaining member. She loves listening on the way to work. Donald and Loretta from St. Margaret. She feels like she's with her Catholic family when she listens. Gosh, I totally agree with that, 100%. Jim, thank you so much for your sustaining membership. Trisha, Our Lady of Peace, shout out to Trisha. She is doing it in honor of you, Deacon Forkham. She listens at least 5 hours a day, and she's become a better person because of it. Now, those are the testimonies that we hear. It really does make people a better person, which is so beautiful. We also want to give a shout out to Lou and Karen from Our Lady of Peace, also in honor of you, Deacon Jeffrey.
Awesome. Yeah.
That is great. Doris from St. Peter and James, in honor of Scioto County Priest. She loves Catholic Answers, Dr. Ray, and everything about our programming. Another Our Lady of Peace fan, Jim and Kathy, in honor of you and Father Dooley and all of those who serve at Our Lady of Peace. Catholic Radio inspires her faith. So thank you so much. Michelle at St. Peter's, she is a sustaining member online. Michelle, thank you so much for your donation. She needs this positive Christian energy on a daily basis, and we thank you so much, Michelle. And then Rainey at Our Lady of Peace, leadership goal. Thank you so much. That is awesome. She
awesome,
said St. Gabriel Catholic Radio brought her home to the Catholic Church in 2018. Now, I have the goosebumps. She says she loves every show, and she's in honor of her parents, George and Mary Neenan, on their 70th anniversary. So please join her as a leader. Oh, I've got the goosebumps, Rain. That's
You'll hear more from Rain. She's got a great faith story that'll inspire anyone.
Well, and you know what? I can see her being on someday here as an angel, sharing her testimony, because God's not stopping, right? He is alive and well. Our church came alive 2,000 years ago, but it is not dead. And I mean, I think we know there's so much suffering right now in this world. And sometimes within the suffering, we think, okay, Lord, are you there? He is here now more than ever. And how do you feel his presence? Number one, by practicing our sacraments, number one, but also tuning in every single day to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So if St. Gabriel has become part of your daily routine, if it is part of your workout, instead of going to the gym or on the way to the gym, you tune in to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and it fills you for the day, call in now, 614-459-4820. Jeffrey, we just need 5 more sustaining members to get to our goal of 20. But we also are just 9 short of our total gifts. So 614-459-4820. Jeffrey, I do have a question for you. What spoke to you on the Beyond Damascus clip on evangelization?
Well, certainly we all have a vocation. So there's often this question as there's a shortage of priests, but there's, I think, a shortage of vocations and our awareness that we're called, and paraphrasing Bishop Campbell, a call to life, a call to holiness. And then we live that out in a particular state of life. And St. Gabriel Radio, in a powerful way, inspires and equips and empowers us to live out those vocations in a particular state of life. So I'm grateful for the radio, St. Gabriel Radio, for that. But also, the reality is that we are under attack by the devil.
Yep.
And people don't like to talk about that. We like to kind of have calm waters and politeness. But the reality is that the devil is attacking us. And we have to go to sources of truth, sources that we can rely on, that we can know with confidence, that will lead us to true happiness, true peace, eternal life, eternal life, eternal life in heaven. And we find that in the programming of St. Gabriel Radio. And so I am so grateful for the gift of St. Gabriel Radio, as I know so many are, as a source of truth in the midst of all the chaos and noise and evil that is out there, that's bombarding us every day of our lives. We can turn to good priest, as the clip talked about, and a shout out to my pastor, Father Dooley, as one of those great, strong fathers and shepherds of our faith. But also we can turn to great resources like Catholic Radio, St. Gabriel Radio, to help us, to guide us in what is the truth.
Well said.
Help us to speak the truth and know the truth and even defend the truth as we're called to. So please call and donate whatever you can give to this campaign at this time. Will be much appreciated.
Awesome. Like Jeffrey said, very well spoken. 614-459-4820. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and the programming does give us boldness. It gives us courage. It gives us strength. It gives us understanding of our faith so we can be bold. AM 820 is on a mission for what matters. What matters is salvation. And you know what? St. Michael has become my new best friend. And it's ironic. It was right before COVID hit. We felt like we were being called in our family to say it after our dinner prayer. And here we are. We are in a full spiritual battle. And I'm not saying it with fear. I'm saying it with boldness, because we knew, and it's all prophetic. We know it's going to happen. But St. Gabriel Catholic Radio has taught me to not fear, to bring me back to practice the sacraments more frequently, and has enabled me to be stronger. And so if Catholic Radio, specifically St. Gabriel, has done this for you, call us now. No gift is too small. We would love to see a few more sustaining members of $20 or more per month, and another leadership goal. 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. Jeffrey, I do want to share that they say 1 out of every 2 listeners that said that St. Gabriel Catholic Radio reduces their stress. I mean,
I believe that. I know when I tune in, I just have this little calming experience that happens. Regardless of the voice, regardless of the program, that there is that calm that comes over me. But also, as you talked about, there's a confidence and there's a boldness that I also experience in hearing the truth and knowing that, again, that I'm not alone. And that's the incredible gift I hope and I pray that you experience too when you listen to St. Gabriel Radio. And if that is the case, please call. Call, donate, go online, donate, support this important ministry.
Deacon Jeffrey, you're awesome. You know, you're doing so much at Our Lady of Peace. You've done it forever. You're a great spiritual leader for our family and so many. And, you know, both Jeffrey and I went to Bishop Watterson. So let's put a challenge out there for all the Eagles out there who are listening. You know, Catholic school, Catholic education is so important for our faith. So are the PSR programs within our parish. So if Catholic Radio has made a difference for you in your Catholic school, call us now, 614-459-4820. We are all on a ship, Jeffrey. We're all. Let's row. And how you can row right now is go online at 614-459-4820 or technology. Go online, stgabrielradio.com. Jeffrey, our time is quickly slowing down. I wanted to let you know that...
What happened?
I know. And you know, you and I could talk forever. We need to get together. But I would love for you to close us in a blessing. Just you bring so much joy and truth to our faith, but I'd love for you to close us in a blessing and one last challenge for our listeners.
Absolutely. And I'll close with going back to that prayer for the new evangelization. And my friends listening, there are moments in our life when we doubt and have hesitation. But remember this, if not me, then who will proclaim the gospel? If not now, then when will the gospel be proclaimed? If not the truth of the gospel, then what shall I proclaim? May God continue to bless St. Gabriel Radio and Catholic Radio so that we may find in this ministry the strength, the courage, the wisdom, whatever it is, the grace that we need at this moment to know and stay in love with our God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jeffrey. May God bless you abundantly. Thank you for all of our awesome donors. And you know what? I am now joined in the studio back again with Bill, our awesome executive director here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Boy, I love to hear the Damascus preaching about no fear and have a confident expectation in God's promise. Mm-hmm. What a great message. And I've heard that again and again over the last day and a half. What a blessing that our community is really grasping on to Bishop Brennan's call to be missionary and not be settled with just staying where we're at.
Don't stay on the dock.
Yeah.
Say, get in and row. I mean, you have to get in and row. And you know what? Some people are like, oh, I'm just not into my faith. So you got to get into it. Jump in the water. Someone says once, I know it's Father Ricardo probably, who I probably heard here on the station, you know, sometimes you just have to kind of tiptoe in the shallow end at first, and that's fine. Some people just go dive in deep. So wherever the Lord's calling you, just listen to him, right? Listen mm-hmm. to him. And how you can listen to him? Again, through the sacraments, first and foremost, and then through the awesome programming, which is for everybody, Bill. There is something for every single person on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Yeah, and where are we at with our goal? I think we're really close. That's why we're not going to a break before we get our next guest on. It's so important for us to push through these next few minutes so that we can reach this goal and get more on track with where we should be at this time.
Our goal is 45 and we are at 39, but I don't like just hitting goals. We need to exceed that goal, Bill. So how we can exceed that
goal? You're
the
right person then. That's good.
We are going
to exceed it. Our listeners are the right people.
Our listeners are the right people.
You can do this.
And like Jeffrey said, if not you, then who? So call us now, 614-459-4820. If the phones are busy, wait a minute. Stay with us, call back, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. In addition to those six more goals that we need, we really are encouraging our listeners to become a sustaining member. $20 or more per month, and another or three more leadership gifts of $1,000 or more. That is you guys are our bread and butter. You guys are part of our mission. St. Gabriel Radio is on a mission for what matters. Be a part of our mission. And I am thrilled we now have Deacon Hector Raymond joining us via the phone. Welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
We are awesome. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You sound like you have a lot of energy, Jody.
Oh, you're lucky you're on the phone. You'd probably be some people run from me. I'm sure people will laugh who's listening to me right now. No, I actually, my energy comes from the station, from everybody here, and from our faith, most importantly. I mean, it might seem a little giddy and too much, but a lot of my friends call me a crazy Catholic. But things are good, right? We are here for one purpose, because I know you and I both love the programming on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And Deacon Hector, he's actually from St. Peter. And before we start talking, do you mind if you lead us in prayer?
Not a problem. My pleasure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.